Pittsburgh, America's Family Coaches, and we want to welcome you as we coach and encourage you to strengthen your marriage and family.
Oh, today, Gary, is such an exciting day. Why? Why, you ask? It's because every husband listening wants to know just exactly how to inspire and encourage your wife. And so with today's program, we're going to begin by giving you a little story and then break it down, because men want to know the bottom line, what to do, and they need to practice, practice, practice.
Yeah, Barb, we spoke at a family camp down at Camp Kauai at Kanaka Camps, and I was talking to Richard, and he and Jennifer live in Louisiana, and first time at our camp. And we were standing at the resource table, and I was equipping him with a resource. And he said, you know what, Gary, I just want to know what to do. I just want to know what to do. And when we wrote the five love needs of men and women, you know, Barb, you write to men to coach them on how to encourage their wives. And we have got great stuff here to coach and encourage our listeners today.
Speaking of coaches, we were speaking down at the Final Four to coaches and their wives. And a coach from a university shared with us a story. He said that he was married and he loved his wife dearly, but for years and years, she hated basketball. She wouldn't come to his games. People would come up to her in the grocery store or at the mall and talk all about the coach and the team, and she'd just walk away. She stonewalled. I mean, he knew something was wrong. And he realized the number of hours and weeks and days he was on the road and that he was pulled away was stealing from their marriage and robbing them greatly of their family life. So one night, it was almost as though it was the dark night of the soul. He laid in bed and he thought about it. And in the middle of the night, he thought about these clear words: treat your wife as though she's your number one recruit. And that's when his marriage began to change. He started to study her. He would really connect with her. He would learn. He would seek to learn about her as he would about a number one recruit. And so, guys, number one is to study, study, study your wife. Because if you begin to treat her as though she's your number one recruit, she's going to take on a way of flourishing and growing in love that's so natural because of the way you treat her behind the scenes.
And Barb, when I study you, and I've had the privilege to study you for over 37 years, and what I learn over and over again is you are complex, and you are fearfully and wonderfully made, and you keep me guessing. It's called the mystery of marriage in Scripture.
Good. I'm sitting here going, good.
Yeah,
complex,
baby. There's intrigue.
Mystery. Oh yeah. Yeah. Keep changing it up.
Yeah. And you do change it up. And yet, what I know is that my job on this earth is to equip you for eternity. And so my job is to really to equip you as the bride of Christ, to coach you and to love you and to encourage you and to equip you.
Hey, you can just love. Just love me.
Love.
Yeah, love.
Yeah, but I
you
study
know, that
you.
Works with a woman.
Well, Barbara,
study
and I study
and
your
love.
Needs.
That's right.
And when I see your needs, I mean, it's fascinating to me how, you know, married for all these years and, you know, just recently you started to do art again. And to do portraiture again. And we built an art studio in our home when we were building the house. And I know that when you go up to that art studio, that's your place of solitude. It's where you pray. It's where you journal. It's where you study the Word. It's where you paint. I mean, I go up there every once in a while, but always with trepidation because I know that that's your territory. And
it depends. You don't know which wife you're going to get up there with, the little, you know, barking like Chihuahua wife, like, get out of here.
Yeah. Or come in.
Or the come in. This
yes.
is wonderful.
Enjoying
I've had
it.
A wonderful day, and but I've been writing.
We all need to study.
That's right.
Study, study.
That's right.
You know, another way to inspire your wife is to identify what drains her.
Mm.
You know, what are the energy drainers? We know some things replenish our wives, guys, and some things drain
yes.
our wives. And if we can look at what those things are that drain and lighten her load, then that's good husbanding.
Let's even put these basic words out there. Who, what, when. I mean, who is the energy drainer in your wife's life? Maybe it's a friend that is consuming too much time. And I don't know. I mean, if I ask you who is draining your wife emotionally, I'll bet a face or two come up before you as a husband. What is draining your wife? I mean, is it the house and all the responsibilities? So if it's a what can you do to help your wife? If you can afford it in your budget, maybe get a house cleaner. If you cannot afford it,
then you clean the house.
Then what can you do to come alongside your wife
and lighten the load
and divide the list of responsibilities? Because if that's a big what that is draining your wife, that's huge. Don't you want your wife back that you dated? You know, joyful, lighthearted, fun. But if something, someone, a who, a what, or when, what time of day, what time of the week is the heaviest load for your wife? If you can identify a when, we like to say that between 3 and 7 o'clock every day for a woman is the valley of the shadow of death. It's when a woman is really at that point of tying all the knots together for her day. It's when the kids get home from school. It's when there are a lot of needs. It's when the food needs to be prepared for dinner and you're wondering, do I have food in the refrigerator? It's the end of the day with work and lots of things around the whole world. Your wife is the hub of the home. If there's a time of day that is draining her, guys, what can you do in order to lighten the load?
And then Barb, number three is OAO, all right? Make sure she knows every day of her life that she is your OAO.
And Gary, you are my only one.
Yeah, one only, and only.
One and only.
You are my only one.
Yeah,
James Taylor. Yeah, we love James Taylor.
And that's a special song for us. You are my only one.
Yeah, sometimes when I'm listening to it in my car, I'll call you.
You blast it.
And just play it, you know, over the telephone just to coach and love you and let you know. I mean, guys, you know, when your wife knows that you've got eyes and you've got hands, you've got ears, you know, you've got a heart for one woman. In other words, you talk to her, you listen to her, you hold her, you look at her, you engage her. With all of who you are, she will know that she's your one and only.
So what if there's been mistakes? So what if you have veered off the road or crossed boundaries? Show her again and again that your heart has changed.
Yeah, that's
that
grace.
You're a new man, that she is your only one. Okay, Gary, let's hit it about the kids.
Well, Barb, I love number four. Go on a covert mission with your kids to shower mom with thanks.
And that has to come from a dad. You know, when a father loves and is appreciative and grateful for his wife, he will teach that to his children. About the time your kids hit 12 or 13, it takes a husband that will say, you're not going to speak to your mother that way. You're not going to speak to my wife that way. A united front, a grateful front. No man or woman is perfect. But when you align and you respect your wife, that's when you are standing on the cornerstone of the Word of God, which says, husband, live with your wives in an understanding way so that your prayers will go unhindered.
Yeah.
Very powerful verse.
Well, Barb, it is. And some of us grew up in homes that were taught on, or I did. I mean, my dad drilled that into his three sons, and I guess my sister, not much her. But really, the three boys, you always honor, you always honor, you always honor. And Barb, I love number five.
Well, number five means everything to a woman. And guys, if you don't get it, here's the bottom line. Date her. She needs time. Date her. Show some wow time ahead of time and get a babysitter for the kids. Wow. Maybe go out to the mall and buy your wife a new dress, even if you can't afford it. Wow. Plan ahead. Make reservations at a restaurant you can afford or even at a for dessert. Wow. Date your wife. So here's the question. How often do you do it? Well, ask your wife. She's the expert. Do you need it weekly? Biweekly? Monthly? You tell us.
Well, Barb, I got to ask, how often do you want that date?
Tri-weekly.
Tri-weekly. That means every 3 weeks? Or does that mean 3 times a week? Yeah.
Just try it and find out.
Yeah, just try it and find out. Tri-weekly. Now we're meddling. We are Dr. Gary and Barb Rosberg, America's Family Coaches, and we'd love to have you give us your feedback from this challenge on inspiring your wife at AmericasFamilyCoaches.com.